This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is meeting with Pope Francis at the Vatican this morning. He's overseas for back-to-back summits of world leaders. Before leaving Washington, the president said he and the Democrats in Congress have reached a historic framework for his domestic policy package. But not everybody's on board. The AP's Mike Gracia.
After a trip to Capitol Hill Thursday morning before he departed for Europe, President Joe Biden announced,
"We have a framework for my Build Back Better initiative."
But after months of internal haggling among Democrats, votes still aren't locked down. Still, Representative Pramila Jayapal, who heads the Progressive Caucus, says,
"If it's true that there's 90% of the legislation that's written, then we should be able to get the other 10% written in the next couple of days."
The revised domestic package no longer includes paid family leave and a fix on prescription drug pricing. But other priorities, such as free pre-kindergarten and expanded health care programs, are still in the mix. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A sheriff's officer has accused former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of groping a woman, but prosecutors say they didn't know a document had been filed, and the woman's attorney says she hadn't been given a chance to decide whether she wanted to go through with a case. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
A one-page complaint was filed by an investigator with the Albany County Sheriff's Office, accusing Andrew Cuomo of committing a misdemeanor sex crime last December at the Executive Mansion in Albany. He's accused of putting his hand under a woman's shirt, which dovetails an accusation publicly made by an executive assistant, Brittany Camisso. Cuomo denied the allegation, and his lawyer says the criminal charge is politically motivated.
New York City is bracing for a worker shortage as its COVID-19 vaccine mandate approaches later today. Workers who don't comply will be put on unpaid leave starting Monday. This is AP News. Families of victims in the 2015 Charleston church shooting have reached an $88 million settlement with the Justice Department. The AP's Jennifer King.
The settlements range from $5 to $7.5 million for the 9 people killed and the 5 survivors. Bakari Sellers is a victim's attorney.
It represents one of the largest settlements of a collection of civil rights cases in this country's history.
The FBI has acknowledged that a faulty background check allowed Dylan Roof to purchase the gun that he used in the 2015 massacre. Eliana Pinckney, age 17, is the eldest daughter of the slain pastor of the AME Emanuel Church.
We're doing everything we can to make sure that my father's legacy doesn't go away.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Oklahoma has executed a man for killing a prison cafeteria worker whom he stabbed 16 times with a homemade shank. John Marion Grant was 60 years old. He was sentenced in 1999 to be executed. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.